Well, in 1940, when Ben Webster had joined, he did get some new ballads by Ellington. But, of course, you could not, if you had Johnny Hodges in your band, you could not ignore writing ballads for possibly the sweetest sounding alto saxophone in a big band that has ever been. And he had many tunes before and after that featured Johnny Hodges. But one of the ones that came about in 1940 and became actually one of Hodges' favorites was a tune called Warm Valley. Now, the apocryphal story about how Ellington was inspired to write this was he was on a train trip out on the West Coast, and he saw a group of mountains off in the distance. And the outline of those mountains reminded him of a reclining woman and exposing her warm valley. Now, where that warm valley was is up to you to decide. And this is the title of the tune, Warm Valley. But actually, it's not so much geographical or even erotic as it is a state of mind. It's where the listener, instead of looking in from the outside, you actually become the lover on the inside. And Johnny Hodges played the alto that way, and we're going to hear Ralph play his alto that way. Warm Valley.